Amazon is making another big move in healthcare. The company will spend nearly $4 billion to buy One Medical, a small but growing primary care practice. Robin Farzad joins us now. He's going to talk about it. He's the host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure. Robin, One Medical offers concierge healthcare. What does a company like Amazon want with that?
Amazon can want whatever the heck it wants at this point. Look, it shelled out $14 billion in cash for Whole Foods, $9 billion for MGM. This would be its third biggest acquisition, but is anybody even keeping count anymore? We have to remember that Amazon is galactic. It has a $1.3 trillion market cap, and the other trillion-dollar number you need is the healthcare economy. $4 trillion the United States spend on healthcare. So if you're someone like Andy Jassy, the new CEO, you want to take a gigantic whack at this pinata.
I guess we should probably ask if it's good for medicine, though. I mean, good for healthcare.
That's very up in the air. Is Amazon good for retail? Is Amazon good for consumers? Would you say Amazon Prime has, on balance, been good for America and the worker and the like? That's a whole other question, a whole other can of worms. But that's the appeal in it. They have such a membership database that imagine if the email goes out that we're thinking about launching something akin to Amazon Prime Healthcare, do you think that the majority of their users wouldn't be interested? So to the extent they could pick up something like this for about $4 billion, that it's a primary care clinic operator, maybe it's a foot in the door to bolt in with their other businesses like PillPack and gradually build out capability like we have seen during the pandemic with telehealth and online pharmacies. That's kind of grown by leaps and bounds.
You mentioned PillPack, so we need to say that this is just the latest leap that Amazon has taken into healthcare. And you also rightly point out that there's a lot of money in this big industry. So just remind us real quick what else Amazon has done in that industry.
Yeah, there's the online pharmacy PillPack that it bought 2 years ago. So that helped it launch its own pharmacy business. Obviously, you can't do everything that you can do at a CVS or a Walgreens over an Amazon, but you could get prescriptions to a certain extent, clearly some over-the-counter goods that link to your HSA. So Amazon has capability there. But the idea here is that if you could start with a chat and a virtual visit with a healthcare professional, as the Wall Street Journal reports, that could be consummated with the prescription delivery to a home, which Amazon, we know, has distribution and logistics, if nothing else.
So do you think, are you saying that Amazon has the opportunity to do some healthcare innovation here?
In theory, because as we know, it is brutally difficult to kind of disentangle. I mean, this is a very protected industry. You look at United Healthcare, you look at the pharmaceuticals since Obamacare was ratified, and they've done quite well, thank you. And you're going to have to pry a lot of this business from their cold, dead hands. And it's much easier said than done. But look, Amazon gets the license to do it in retail. Can it be done in healthcare? That is really a $4 trillion question.
Well, and are people going to be willing to go along with it? If I'm a doctor or if I'm a potential patient, I may see, Amazon come into this space and say, no, thanks, I'm not going anywhere near that. This is medicine we're talking about.
That's right. But I also, can walk into a Costco and buy a casket with a lot of whiskey and wine and crab salad, right? The membership is supposed to have its benefits. And we never thought that Amazon Prime would mean what it does today. And who knows what it's going to have to look like in 10 years to justify whatever it's going to be, $1,000 a year?
All right. Robin Farzad, host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure. Thanks as always.
Thank you, Peter. Appreciate it.